It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM here on 123, where the time is just coming up to 3 minutes past two. And a part of the programme, I've been looking forward to this for weeks. Now, Lisa Bell is a contemporary jazz and soul singer-songwriter based in London. Her musical journey began at a young age when she started studying vocals and piano in her hometown, Renzano in Italy. Lisa Bell moved to London in 2013 to further her musical studies, and I'm very pleased to say that Lisa Bell joins me now along with London-based keyboardist, producer and sound engineer Nikola Kovacevic. Welcome to you both, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, how was the name check there, Nikola? Was that okay?
It was good. Okay, it was much better than expected.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, now, so thanks very much for coming into Brentwood. You come over from West London,
yes,
haven't you? How are you?
I'm very good. Very happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here too. It's great. Now, you've been studying music and you've gained a degree in music and performance from the British and Irish Modern Music Institute in London, where artists like James Bay and George Ezra have studied. How have your studies helped you in your musical career, would you say?
So I came here in 2013, and the reason why I wanted to come to London is because in Italy there weren't universities for contemporary music studies.
Okay.
You know, like, you could have gone to the conservatory and study jazz, but if you wanted to do more contemporary music things, you wouldn't find a school that would give you a degree, you know. And so I came here, and, you know, BIM was a very busy school, a lot of students there, a lot of vocalists, and mainly kind of centering the pop rock world, I would say. So I was doing more soul and jazz stuff. So I would say when it comes to my career, maybe it didn't help me so much to get, you know, kind of exposure, but I've obviously learned so much from my teachers, and it helped me shape who I am, I guess, today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why contemporary jazz and soul? What sort of led you to that, would you say?
When I was younger, I was always listening to kind of more mainstream artists, but it was always, you know, like soul influence. So like Alicia Keys, Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Singers with big voices, I always tried to do that, and then I discovered jazz and I fell in love with it,
right.
And how, you know, just how harmony and lyrics and storytelling is, and then I kind of found my own sound in between things, so in between jazz and contemporary music and electronic sounds as well as more acoustic sounds, and that's just the story.
What about your hometown, Arenzano?
Yeah,
tell us
Arenzano.
A bit about that. I have been to Italy.
Okay.
I don't know Arenzano, but it's a beautiful country. Loved it. I've been twice. What about your hometown? What's it like?
Yeah, it's really nice. So it's in the province of Genoa, which is a city in the north. And it's on the sea, literally. Like, I live in front of the sea. 16,000 people, so everyone knows everyone, and it's really like a community, and, you know, surrounded by nature, which is what I love, you know.
Yeah.
I really love nature, and actually most of my music gets inspired by it. So, yeah, you know, my hometown is beautiful, but when it comes to music, there's not as many opportunities as
quite understand
in London.
That. I expect you miss the weather, the sunshine, and the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Oh, but there you go. Now, you're going to perform a couple of your own songs for us today, so thank you for that, and big thanks to Nikola for accompanying you on the piano. We'll talk about your songwriting in a moment, but what's the first song about, and what's it called?
So it's called My Mr. K, and It's a love song. I think that it explains everything, you know. Just, you have to listen and you get what the song talks about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're ready, please take it away. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. should be your eyes. Keep them on me always. You're a diamond. I can't seem to find your force in anything I've ever known. And you can't stay secure. I would do anything for you. I just need your smile to be reminded of our love. So my Mr. K, I don't think these words could ever be clearer. Ooh, my baby, would you be my dealer?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Isabel and Nicola.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that was lovely. Really, really nice.
Thank you.
So, is that one of your own songs?
Yes, you can actually already find a live version of it on YouTube.
Ah, yes.
But
yes,
it's going to be part of my upcoming album, which is going to be out this year.
Okay.
And it's going to be arranged with the full band. And
lovely. So, yeah. So, what inspires your songwriting then?
Many things, I would say. Relationships and friendships. A lot of my songwriting is also inspired by nature and how it has a big role in everyone's life, and I know that it has a big role in my life. And I usually write kind of in a very impulsive way, like I'm taking a walk in the park and I see something and right. I have this thought and I just immediately have to write lyrics in my phone and I know that it's there. Or some other times I maybe have been listening to an artist for a long time and then or just like in general music, and then suddenly I feel like I need to write something. And I want to maybe take some of the influences that, to be honest, are maybe there unconsciously, but then I kind of somehow after I write the song, I realize, oh, probably I wrote this rhythm or this, you know, these lyrics or harmony because they really sound like that artist that I've been listening to for a long time. And but I just kind of write, you know, I'm just inspired by, I don't know, just like, you know, feelings. It's something very just natural, like impulsive and...
So
yeah.
It comes from somewhere within. You don't actually deliberately think, right, I'm going to write a song tomorrow, and you sit down and try and write one.
Almost never. All of my lyrics have been really a lot of them walking as I'm walking, and I see like there's like a sunset or I see trees and flowers. I love flowers and I just think about how, you know, incredibly just, you know, infinite nature is and how we're so small, and then I kind of just think about certain things that, you know, nature makes me feel or that people make me feel, and then I just write. But it did happen sometimes that I would consciously sit on the piano and think, I want to write a song that sounds like that, but it's not that often.
So which produces the best songs?
I don't know.
Is it the inspiration or the hard work?
No, the inspiration, yeah, probably. And also we have written songs together.
Yes, I was going to say that you've collaborated with Nicola, yeah, on some of your songwriting. Yes, how has that helped you?
Well, I would actually say that the ones that we've written together are one of my favorites, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes he would come up with the music and then I write, you know, melody and lyrics on top. Or maybe sometimes I'm writing a song and I feel like I'm a little bit stuck and I think I don't want to push myself to write the rest, maybe I could give it to him,
yeah,
and see what he comes up with, and I think that's kind of always nice,
yeah,
you know?
Great way to work, yeah. So Nicola, what's it like working with Lisabel?
It's very interesting as a producer, obviously working with different people yields different results, and especially when you're working with songwriters, they tend to be quite attached to their songs.
Yeah.
So any changes that you might want to make, you know, you have to be very careful.
Diplomatic,
you know,
yeah.
Very diplomatic, yeah. And very basically anything that you do, you need to make sure that their vision, you know, what the song actually is, remains intact.
Right.
And that you don't mess around with that too much in terms of, you know, going in a different direction, changing too many chords, changing the melody. Well, now, God forbid you do that.
Now, is that a very diplomatic way of saying that Lisabel is a bit of a diva?
No. Far from it. I think it's just a matter of finding, you know, obviously enhancing what's already there. Once the idea is there,
yeah,
the song is written, the lyrics obviously needs a little bit of, you know, chiseling in order to,
sure,
make it into an actual song,
yeah,
in terms of arrangement and sound and all that, and yeah, all those things. Obviously you need to, as I said, you can't change too much, but you need to change enough so, yeah, that it kind of,
yeah,
becomes a complete song.
I get it. Thank you. I'm sure Lisabel is not a diva. Definitely not. No. Now, your second single, Stars Dance, a contemporary jazz fusion and soul influence track, it says here.
Yeah.
Inspired by your appreciation for contemporary jazz singer Gretchen Parlato.
Yeah.
Tell us about Gretchen's influence on you and how it's helped you.
Yeah, I discovered her a few years ago, and I was immediately captured by her knowledge of rhythm. And then I actually went to discover that she's been working with, of course, incredible, you know, like musicians, and actually that she's married to one of the best drummers in the world.
Really?
Mark Gugliano, yeah?
Yeah.
I always get confused with his surname. But I'm sure that that's not the reason why she's great. She seems to have, her voice is very smooth and very sweet and almost like angelic, and she can just use it so well when it comes to intervals and pitch and rhythm, and it's really inspiring. And after I've been listening to her like non-stop for years, I thought that I wanted to do something a bit more rhythmic with what I write. And so I wrote Stars Dance, which has these, well, kind of a bit more jazz syllables that remind of, you know, kind of like scatting and just a bit more rhythm and groove. If you know Gretchen, you probably will think your song sounds nothing like anything that she's ever done. I tend to really want to sound like me, and I really don't like copying anyone.
No,
like,
no.
And also,
you never do karaoke then?
No, not anymore.
No.
But I would say that I was influenced by her, but I have a very different voice, and the song is very different. But
yeah
she was definitely a big part of the story and why I wrote this song. Yeah,
great. Now, you've had a chance to play in venues such as the Half Moon, Pizza Express Jazz Club, the O2 Academy Islington, and the 606 Jazz Club. So how has your music and performances been received by the audiences?
So some of those places were either through university, and for example, the O2 Academy Islington, it was through my uni, the showcase of the end of the year or the end of semester. Right. Yeah. And I managed to get in, which I was really happy because obviously there are many, many bands that are auditioning. So yeah. I was really happy. And I actually didn't perform one of my songs there. I performed a cover of a Jill Scott's tune called You Don't Know. But for example, at the Half Moon, I played my own stuff for the first time. And I loved it. It seems like the crowd liked it, and
I'll bet they did.
Mean, hopefully, yeah. And I still have so much to do when it comes to gigging, because I've been kind of in the studio a lot, producing this album with Nick and with other musicians that have recorded the music with
and
us.
And how's that coming along? Have you finished it? Or
no, we're not done, but the album will be out this year. I don't want to say a month, because that maybe is not going to be that month, but it's definitely going to be this year.
Okay.
And I'm going to release another single very, very soon, and possibly another one before summer as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but it's coming along great. It's been so much fun doing all of it and recording videos, shooting videos, and
That's right. You had a great video to go along with Stars Dance.
Yeah.
Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah. It was fun. There are always some technical things that can always be better. But I like to keep things intimate and have like a small crew. And I had the band there with me, and the cinematographer Martine Wolf, who's she's great, and we were in this black pitch room, like all of the walls were black, because we wanted to recreate, we wanted to basically do everything in post production.
Okay.
We wanted to take out the black walls to put the stars.
Right.
And it was challenging to find the right lighting for the camera and everything, but we had a lot of fun, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's great. You'll find that on YouTube, won't you? Just search for Lisabelle Stars Dance.
Yeah.
So, any future gigs lined up, and where do you hope to be, say, in a year's time?
So, future gigs... I don't have anything booked at the moment, but I am looking to maybe get in like a few festivals maybe around London for the summer. So hopefully that's going to go well, and I will be playing this summer.
Yep.
And I'm looking into booking gigs. It's just that I want to make sure that when I start gigging, everyone and the band is very connected, and because I am releasing an album, and I just want to make sure that the music sounds great, even if the album is not out yet and we gig before. And so, but soon we'll be gigging.
Good. Well, when that new single comes out, make sure you send it to me, because I'll give it some play here, definitely.
Thank you so much.
So all of us here at Phoenix FM wish you the very best. You're going to play one more song for us. Tell us about this song.
We're going to play Stars Dance.
Right.
And I mean, I didn't talk about the story behind the song.
Okay.
The song is kind of like an anthem to hope, and to it really wants to shine a light. Basically, I'm using the stars as, because they're pure, and they're up there, and they're shining, and there are so many legends about how we perceive them and what we think they represent. And to me, when I look up, to see this, like the night sky, I always find some hope, and kind of they remind me of not kind of giving up and not losing hope, and to always keep on going no matter what, and to kind of elevate your spirit to maybe like a higher state of mind, and be positive, and
you're very, very positive and passionate about your music, aren't you? Yeah, it shines through. Okay, well, when you're ready, then Stars Dance, please.
Elevating
absolutely sensational. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's brilliant. Really, really enjoyed that. So thank you once again, Lisabelle and Nicola. Finally, perhaps you can tell us where people can find out a bit more about you and your music.
Yeah. So you can check out my website, www.lisabelle, which is spelled L-I-S-A-B-E-L, so lisabellemusic.com, and you can find me on Spotify just by typing Lisabelle, and on YouTube, and on Instagram, Lisabelle Music. But yeah, pretty much everywhere, if you write Lisabelle Music, it's going to be me.
Oh, yeah. It's easy with Google nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we're going to finish with one of your recorded songs.
Yeah.
That's Green Jade. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Please tell us about the song.
Yeah, the song has a bit of a particular meaning. Long story short, I was gifted a Green Jade stone, and I started reading about it, and it turns out that it's the birthstone of those that are born in August, which is me.
And me.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Leo.
Okay.
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, the Green Jade, like most semi-precious stones, has many, many healing properties, and just properties for that are good for the mind and for just finding yourself, finding courage to be creative and to speak up and to be connected to nature. And I just was inspired to write a song about it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, we'll hear that now. If you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website, the interview and some details about Lisabelle. That'll probably be tomorrow morning because I'm going out tonight. So here's Lisabelle and Green Jade. And thank you once again very much, Lisabelle and
Bob.
Nicola.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Green jade, green jade, green jade. The smell. What I needed to set the mood. Since you came into my life, something new is on its way to oh my Green Jade, will you be next to me for eternity?
the fantastic Lisabelle and Green Jade, and she's still here. Hello.
I'm still here.
Yeah, because you said there was something else you forgot to
yes,
say.
Yes, yeah. I just wanted to say that, so my next single is coming out in April, and it's going to be called If Not Me, Who? And instead of doing a video for this one, I have decided to do a live video of me playing and singing. So that's going to be something new.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be on YouTube. Everyone, when it's going to be out, everyone go, you know, check it out. If you, well, yeah, you should really follow me first on social media, so then you're just going to see it.
You'll
yeah,
know when
yeah.
It comes out.
Lisabelle Music. Yeah.
Everywhere. Okay. All right. Well, thanks again, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us again.
No worries.
Phoenix FM.